down in starting 4 to get a preacher up. This morning, President Obama landed in Warsaw, Poland. His first stop on a 4-day trip up in Belgium and France. For information, go to whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov.
Please go to www.whitehouse.gov. Again, that's www.whitehouse.gov. Please go to www.whitehouse.gov. Thank you.
Go to www.whitehouse.gov/. Again, whitehouse.gov/. Thank you.
Please go to www.supremecourt.us/. Again, supremecourt.us/.
Please go to www.congress.gov/. Again, that's congress.gov/. Thank you.
President Obama, you want to be placed, but do not call. That's one at the end of the message. Small Federation Council believes it's a part of an asking vote. That's a matter of the voice of opinion. The president said, no longer our message. No longer people legally authorized to work in the United States. Businesses knowing it. Government workers are working the system to gain advantage over business that take life. The proposal is designed to stop these very high practices and hold these companies accountable. At the same time, the proposal wants to pay by the reliable way to write their employees on the legal and important investment of President Obama to combat the illegal employment. If you want to play, but do not call for it, press 1 at the end of the message. Small business station can only be the center to talk, asking for it, their members. Voice and opinion. Mandatory state electronic content verification. President's proposal allows schools and employers to show equal workers by using government data to verify that people they hire are eligible to work in the United States. Penalty for hiring unmet workers is significantly increased, and new fees are set for commitment and identity theft. The new mandatory program ensures privacy and confidentiality in the recording message. By President Obama, combat illegal employment. If you want to be flexible, no, do not call this message. For business, the National Council believes penalty to report and is asking people to contact members of Congress to voice an opinion. Combat fraud and identity theft. The proposal also gets fraudulent temporary social security card and requires people to find temporary documents to prove that they wish to work in the United States. The proposal also seeks to establish a voluntary pilot program to evaluate new methods to authenticate identity and combat identity theft. An important message given by President Obama to combat illegal employment. If you want to be call us, press 1.
Please go to www.supremecourt.us/. Again, that's supremecourt.us/. Thank you.
Let's start this protection. Consumers are increasing the use of smartphones, necklaces, and other mobile devices that will offer paid goods and services. But also that allows people to take both mobile and in-person transactions. As the use of mobile wallet services increases, consumers need to protect their mobile wallet applications, services, and associated data from theft and cyber attacks. For more information, visit FCC.gov. That's www.fcc.gov. America's immigration system is broken. Too many employers game the system by hiring undocumented workers, and there are 11 million people living in shadows. The president wants to build a smart, effective immigration system that continues efforts to secure borders and cracks down on employers hiring undocumented immigrants. For more information, visit whitehouse.gov. That's www.whitehouse.gov. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency released the Clean Power